cannot. Oh.
Mr. Chairman, may I ask if I can start to present the slide? It's Sebastian Kramschert, but now in the name of OIKA. Thank you so much. And please, if we could move on to the next slide. Thank you so much. So we would like to give here a brief update on the OIKA activities, especially with the focus on brake particle emissions. So from OIKA's side, we have elaborated so far a list of open issues and called an issue tracker, but not only to list those items, but also to provide proposals in terms of content. So I believe that this is a very important aspect, especially with the focus on the already mentioned task forces for 3 and 4. Within OIKA, we have established for task force 3, a so-called mirroring working group. This was already in the beginning of that year successfully established. As we just have heard, the ILS tests are ongoing, and the phase 1 is already done. So the evaluation is running currently, and the OIKA members are heavily involved and supporting those analyzing activities. When it comes to the task force 4, that is where we have also a mirroring working group on the OIKA level, we can state that regenerative braking is one of the major issues. So this is a very, very relevant technical aspect, and the so-called C factor and the determination of this factor needs still some improvements from our point of view. Therefore, also OIKA runs a certain round robin test, and I'm happy to share with you that we do not only have 4 labs. In the meantime, a 5th lab has already then confirmed his participation, where we have 1 single vehicle for those tests on a chassis dynamometer, and hopefully can finish by the end of this year and provide data later on. Another very important aspect should be highlighted here, the impact of the driving style. As you all know, we have, of course, certain limits when it comes to the speed trace. But of course, within those limits, there is still some, let's say, space for variation. And we believe from OIKA's side that this needs and requires further improvements, further enhancements to be more clear, and to specify it a little bit more clear than within the GTR 24 for the future. As I said, OIKA Task Force 4 is elaborating detailed proposals. I believe that this is a very relevant aspect, and we are, of course, also in direct exchange with colleagues from JRC. And last not least, I would like to mention that for TF5, the heavy-duty brake particle emission aspect, we have, of course, also here a strong support when it comes to those activities. Marcus has previously explained the, let's say, boundary conditions. Here in this particular case, we started with activities on a SIA level, but in the meantime, we have also continued on the OIKA level, I can say and confirm. And we are, of course, also eager to continue the work then under the PMP umbrella, so to say, with the next official TF5 meeting. I think this is all we wanted to share with the group here from OIKA side. Thank you.